Rabbi Sai, good morning, and greetings from Torah Way in Manchester, where I was yesterday. Our parent, the original. Yeah. So, the question: do Chosn and Kala fast on Lag BaOmer? Right, a lot of Chosners on Lag BaOmer. And the question is: would Chosn and Kala have to fast on Lag BaOmer? So.
The question is: why not?
What?
The question is, why not?
Oh, so you're saying why not, and he's shaking his head and saying, well, definitely not. Did Ronnie speak about that yesterday? Uh-huh. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't know. What? Did he speak about the Aluf from Vormaisia? Okay, so the remote says, yeah, that Mi Shiesh Lo Nisuin B'Chanukah Ein Lo Yisanos. That if the chassid falls on Chanukah, then you do not fast. But if you have nisuin during the month of Nisan, then you do fast. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Because the minhag not to fast in Nisan, generally speaking, he says it's only a minhag, and it seems like the fact that a chassid is fasting b'yom chuposoi seems to be more than a minhag. It seems to be more than a minhag. Or if he's there, who are din lag BaOmer, says the Mishnah Berurah before us, that seeing as it's only a minhag not to fast a lag BaOmer, but it's not a halacha, therefore a chosn a kala should fast on lag BaOmer. And in fact, that is the shitta of the Mogen Avraham, the Chaya Odom, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Das Torah of the Masham, the Makor Chayim, and the Makor Chaim in the name of the Maharal Miprag. They all say that the Chosn on Lag BaOmer has to fast as normal. It's only a minute not to fast, but Chosn and Kala is more important that they should fast, and therefore they do fast. Oba.
What's the reason that they need to fast?
Well, why do they need to fast? First of all, because Yom Chuposom is like, it's like Yom Kippur. It's the day when they're leaving their old life behind and they're starting a new life together. And it's like Yom Kippur, that's one. And the second reason it's brought down is because they might become shikah, right? One friend arrives from Australia, so they drink a l'chaim with him. Another friend arrives from America, oh, shalom aleichem, thank you for coming to my chasna, let's drink a l'chaim together. And by the time he gets under the chuppah, you know, you ask him afterwards, how was the chuppah? He says, I don't remember. Yeah, but that's a shaila, because then there'll be a shaila when he said, hurry up, yeah, Kadesh Asli, was he with it, or wasn't he with it? And therefore, he said, Shema Yishtake, and that will come up in a second. The earlier Abba and the Mishmer Shalom and others for him bring down that the Mishnah Berurah brings it down at the end. The Mishnah Berurah says, like you said, Zev, yeah, V'yesh Mekilin V'chol Hayomim She'enomim Bahem Tachnon. On any day when you don't say Tachnon, according to the Mekilim, that you do not say, they do not say Tachnon. The Chosn Kala will not fast on a day She'enomim Bahem Tachnon. And I think, I don't know, but I think that's the minhag, that Chosn and Kala do not say. We rely on the Mekilin that on any day we don't say Tachnon, the Chosn and the Kala beyon chobosom do not say Tachnon. Then he brings down in the notes of the Watzkel, this is quite interesting, Ura'eba minhogois vormaisia. Have a look in the minhogim of the Kehillah of Worms in Germany. Yeah, Amud Reish Nun. Shepa machas hoya nesuim b'lag BaOmer. Once upon a time there was a chasdor lag BaOmer. Uposuk, the interesting title here, Ho aluf hagoin mereinor apasachia. In Israel, an aluf is a general. Yeah. So an aluf is somebody who's very choshev. Probably comes from the word aluf, as in number one. This rabbi was called the aluf hagoin mereinor apasachia. I looked him up. I tried to find first of all minhogei vormaisa amud reish nun. I couldn't find minhogei vormaisa on the Otzar Chochma. And I tried to look up Marina Apasachia from Worms, and I didn't find him either, but I'm relying here on the Nitya Gavriel. He says, have a look in Minhoge Vormaisia there. He says that once upon a time there was Paskin on Lag BaOmer, and Ho Aluf Hagon, Marina Apasachia, Paskin, Shaloi Le Sanos Chosn Mekalo, like the Mekilim that we mentioned, and not like the other Paskim at the beginning, that Chosn and Kalo should not fast on Lag BaOmer. Aval, Kama v'kama min hagdolim hoyim maranin alof. And there was a tumult afterwards. There was a discussion about it, and there were many of the other gedolim of the time who complained against him, who were criticizing him. The Chasam Chos and Kala should not fast on the day of the chuppah. They said there was never such a minig in Vormaisa. There was never such a minig that Chosin and Kala should not fast. Adarabba, they should fast on the day of the Chasna if it fell on Lag BaOmer, and that would go with the Mogen Avrom, the Chaye Odom, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Das Torah, and the Maharal Miprag that we mentioned beforehand. That they all hold that Chosin and Kala on Lag BaOmer should fast. Yeah, and then it says, he brings down afterwards, and this is what you just mentioned, that he brings down that even according to those who say that the Chosin and Kala on Lag BaOmer do not have to fast, he says, nevertheless, he says that they should be very careful, that they should not, they shouldn't basically eat, they shouldn't eat luxuries, they shouldn't eat a lot, they can eat. But they shouldn't. What's going on in particular? It says, in particular it says, "Shelo yivalbalu esimchas hayoyim," that they shouldn't drink. Yeah, "Shelo yishtakru." It says even if you could paskin like those poskim and hold the chosam akala biyochavosam can. What's called, but the ikka is that he has to be 100%. He and she have to be 100% compos mentis. That when they're standing underneath the chuppah, they know exactly what they're doing. And when he says, "Hurry up, Makudesh Asli," his mind is not confused and he's not so under the influence. And therefore, he says that they should be very careful that even if you're mekel and that they don't have to fast on the day of the chuppah, nevertheless, they should be careful about how much they eat, and in particular, they should be careful about how much they drink. Says, if the chuppah is belay Lag BaOmer, but what happens if there's a chuppah tonight? Yeah? That he says, if the chuppah is tonight, l'chula alma, tzrichim achosim akala, l'sanas b'yom lamad beis. Then today, the chosin and kala would have to fast. Yeah, on the day of the chuppah, that's l'chula alma. Even those who hold, that on Lag BaOmer, the chosin and kala would not have to fast, but on today, Erev Lag BaOmer, and even though if you don't say Tachlan this afternoon already, nevertheless, Chosin and Kala today, if the Chuppah was tonight, would have to fast. The Kul Alma.
Poster? Anybody got a poster?
Sorry, Northwest, Torreyway, Northwest London. Monday, Lag BaOmer.
No.
Erev Lag BaOmer. On the subject of
what is the simcha from Lag BaOmer?
What is the simcha of Lag BaOmer, which is tomorrow?
Sponsored
by Yankee Yashuk. Yeah, tonight, as Rabbi Yankiv said, it's Lag BaOmer Mirtzah Hashem. The Mechaber in Simen Tov Tzadik Gimel, Sif Gimel Luch Tzachme, says the Mechaber, when he brings all dinim hanoyhagim b'yimei Omer, that we are noyeg avelus in the Yimei Asfire, because the Talmid Rabbi Akiva was nifted then. And says the Chaba says that they were nifte till Lag BaOmer. So from Lamed Dalet Lo Omer, the Lo Shem Chaba, we are not noyeg din avelus. Says the Ramo, the umistaprim beyoim Lag BaOmer. Yes, on Lag BaOmer was umistaprim. Venoyhagin leharbos boy tzasimche sude. Is Moira Simcha. And the question is, everyone is asking, what is the Simcha of Lag BaOmer? Why? So the Pashtas, with the Moiz Mashma, that the Simcha is that Posku Talmid Rabbi Akiva Milomus. So first is the big Kashi is okay, so from Lamed Dalet Lo Omer, Because Lag B'Omer, they were still, it was still, Talmid Rabbi Akiva was nifter on this day. So why are we only starting from we make the Simcha Lag B'Omer? So the Mishmurim here, Aloha, answers already that because of Mitzvah Hayom Kekuloi, because they were nifter in Lag B'Omer, but it was a chedik of the day. It was not this. We are noig Simcha, yeah, but it's very, very big kasha on it. The Bechodesh asks a big kasha, Iregel says, was the Simcha? They died, all of them, so Avada, one day they will stop to die. What was the Simcha that they were in the start, they was in Poskot Amidei Rav Akiva Milomus? Obvious, versteht sich, there was 24,000 Talmidim, they were all nifter, till one day they were all nifter. What's in the Simcha? Also, I fragt the Brichotish. Now, the Welt, as initial the Welt, we will soon hear it says, that Lag B'Omer is the Yoime de Hilule de Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Now what means Yoime de Hilule de Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? So first of all, we need to know that in Zohar HaKodesh, in the end of the Sefer HaZohar, Parshas Hazino, Vezoy Sabroche, and there is, Zohar HaKodesh is a Chazal, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a Chazal, what for sure you know, was Nisgale, we didn't add it for in Bimei HaTanoim v'Amiroim, they didn't have the Zohar. Zohar was buried for 600 years ago. It was Nisgale. The history is a little bit that not everyone was masking that the Zohar is Be'emes Musmech, that it is a Be'emes Medrosh Shel Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. They found it on the Kseh. It's very interesting in a way. It was Moshe Zakud, was one of the great Gdolim. He found it, but it was years, for hundreds of years, was a big machloike. Very interesting. Who were the two? Well, the Mishoise brings already the Zohar. Means he holds the Zohar is a mocker, it is a emesik hazach. But not everyone was masking. Once the Baal Shem HaKodesh and the Vilna Goel were masking that this is Medrosh Shel Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, so Taki Alomus Mekabel Givena. And then stopped a snagdus on the Zohar. The Zohar, in the end of the Zohar, it calls it is in Zohar HaKodesh, is a few chalokim, not going out in this, but the Zohar is we're missing a lot. Only Poshet, you should be a little bit, we will sing tonight and tomorrow, Oso Shivim Tikunim. Bom tikenu el yoinim in the zemer from Vamartem Koy Lechoy. What is the Shivim Tikunim? It is a chelik, we have it today in three volumes. Yes, it was called Tikune Zohar. Tikune Zohar is the Ediger Tanner Rav Shimon Bar Yochai darshan 70 ways how to read the word Bereshis. The word Bereshis, you could read it 70 ways. Yore Shabbos is Bereshis. Yore Boishes is Bereshis. Everything is in Bereshis. And in this, he darshan on the word Bereshis, only on the word Bereshis, Shivim Tikunim, 70 ways how to learn this way. Now, could you imagine if you would have had the old Zohar? Yeah? I don't think we would have had houses enough only for Zohar himself. Yeah? We have only Tikkun Zohar, three volumes, only on one word from the Torah. So we don't have all the Zohar, and the Zohar is also not clearly who was Mesaderit on the Seder Parshas, but some of the Kadmoinim made it. And we have, now the Zohar has, Bakant, the Goen, it is a chedik from Zohar called Safra de Tznius. Safra de Tznius is Chomesh Prokim, what the Mekubolim calling it, the Chamisha Chomeshe Torah from Kabbalah. And the Goen has an old Sefer, an old Biur, an old Chibu, only on Safra de Tznius. Yes, and the Zevis is not Safra de Tznius, is Dochalokim, calls a Chedi calls Idre Rabbe. Yeah, and it calls a Chedi what calls Idre Zute. The Idre Zute was the Roshes, what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai darshan the day for what he was listening. And this is in Besof, by us printed in the end of the Zohar. And Azoy Gate, Idarshan, Kishom Tziva Hashem Esabrocho Chaim Ado Oilom, and Idarshan on this Amur Diketiur Zoyal out the Drosha was, and Vedyotze Mishmosu, when he was Darshan Chaim Ad oilom, he said already, be yeshiva shel mayim. Kitzer was a ganze meise, where this should be koive, Rab Shimon bar Yochai was a big vikuach. Kitzer, the mitte went up ba'avir, and went himself, till he came to the mayre, but this was the mayre where they were hided for 12, and then noch a year, Rab Shimon bar Yochai, b'noi Rab Lozo, and he wanted to be kovur there, and everyone was in more of a metzia, b'shas Rab Yossi, he wanted also to be kovur in this mayre, the mayre didn't let him in. In this Zohar state, that the Yotze Basko in Vomro, Ulu ve'izkanshu lebei ilule de bar Yochai. Please, everyone should come to be bepashas poshim shat Yisrael, to be melave the Rab Shimon bar Yochai. And the tzaddik adoyre, the tzaddikim nom gedarshen, that ulu ve'izkanshu lebei ilule de Rab Yochai, goes on every year, b'shaz lebei ilule de Rab Shimon bar Yochai. It's a lot of achoyim, we will soon see who is saying it. Are saying yes, that Lag Boimer was the yahrzeit of Rab Shimon bar Yochai. It's his Yom Hisalkus, and this means Ulu ve'iskanshu lebei hilule the Rab Shimon bar Yochai on his yahrzeit come together, and whoever will be there will be Yeshua's Gdoiles and Nerois as we said Israel. Yeah, the only one thing is starting with the Heiliger Zum Seufer. So first of all, you should know that even we should say, the Mechaber says the notion that Beyoim Lag Boimer Posku Talmidei B'Rabbi Akiva Milomus. So we have the Gemara Yevomus of Samach Beis, that don't say that the Talmidei of Rabbi Akiva were nifter mi Proisach Hag from after Pesach till Hoatzeres. All the days of the Sphere. It's not under regular. So as at Bemes, it wasn't all the time. It was a part of the time, only middle. But the big kasha, the Heiliger Zum Seufer, was very, very upset. The Heiliger Zum Seufer was very, very upset in Tshuva Yeredeye, Kurevna. Amagulis Heinik. Engel was organic chas. Charles Mishnayas, he made the seal already, yes. Yeah. And the Heiliger Zum Seufer was very upset in Tshuva Reish Lamedaled on the Hilule and the Simcha, what you're making by Rab Shimon bar Yochai. He asked, if it is a day for Mizistalkes, it should be a Yom Tanis, like Zoyanude. What's the Simcha? And you're burning Godim, Ashayle from Baltashchis, the kids, Amoyer de Ketshuva. Bakant, the Tzfasarov, wrote a ganze Kuntres to answer all the questions from the Heiliger Zum Seufer. Zum Seufer. Yeah, it was. Soon, if we have time, we will say one of the terutz what they're saying on the questions for the Zum Seufer. The Shaila is only the Maise from where that we know that this is Be'emes Yoim Ptirosoi Shel Rab Shimon bar Yochai. Now, we should know that the old Kivra Tzadikim in Eretz Yisrael, the Ari was Megale. Yeah, the Ari was Megale, beside the cave of Rab Shimon bar Yochai, that this is the place in Meron, we know before the Arizal. But all the other kvorim in Eretz Yisrael, the Kivrat Hanoim, the Ameroim, it is all Nisgale Givon on the day, the Aribo Megale. In the case of Aribo, soon as explained. Of our Kolponim, who says that it is Beyoim, you should know. The Rav, the Balatani Shechono Harav, doesn't bring that this is Yom Tirosei Shel Rab Shimon bar Yochai. But in Sidr, he says yes, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that Lag Boimer is the yahrzeit of Rab Shimon bar Yochai. The Chayodom, as you know, the Chayodom wasn't the Talmud from Chassidim, yet the Chayodom was from Talmid Agro in Klal Kuf Lamed Alef. Omali Rabbi Shimon Moire Tzedek de Kiloseinu was in Vilna, was a Moire Roer Rabbi Shimon, and he said him yes, that the Simcha from Lag Boimer is, because everyone, the Kash is, the Ramo says, it's not a Ramo, Rabbi, it's a Ma'aril. The Maharil is a vi minhoge Ashkenaz. Yeah, all our minhogim comes from the Ramo, from the Maharil. And the Maharil zogt shenoyagim bo le'avos tzaz v'simchu v'sude. Yeah? And the question is, what is this simcha? So the Chayodim brings that he heard from Rav Shimon Mor Tzedek de Kilosenu that Lag Boimer is Yoim Hilule de Rashbi. Now Hilule, we are rogil to translate, it means the Yahrzeit. But Lavdavke Hilule could be the Yoim Simcha from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Aber the Azoy bring the Chayodim. The in Chassidish Sforim Beferish in Merab Tzodek and Ibn Esosho that today Lag Boimer is the Yoim Ptirosoi Shel Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. And Memele understanding hundreds of thousands of Eden for years are going to Meron to be Sumeach Be Simchosoi Shel Rashbi and that this is his Yotzat. The problem is we need to look inside and to understand from where is this Mekor. The Mogen of Rome, yeah, twice. The Aloche that we're not saying Tachnon or Lag Boimer brings twice in Aloche, in Kufla Med Alef, in Ilches Nefila Sapai, and in Tov Tzadik Gimel in Ilches Sfira Soil. Says the Ramot twice that we're not saying Tachnon on Lag Boimer. Brings the Mogen of Rome Doten Amais. That it was one of the Mekubolim or one of the Gdoilim in Tzfas, his name was Avraham Avraham Alevi. Now, from where the Mekor from it, so I need a little bit to explain. We have, I don't believe that in this should they have it, but in the Lord, we have it, it does, we have printed, says Kisve Yoari. Yeah? Today they printed all of them, I think 22 volumes from Kisvari. Now, the old Kisvari, what we have, is the Ari was Nistar Moid. Never, no one knew about him. The Ari was 32 years old by the Istalkes. The Ari HaKodesh, Arizal, was, and all what we have, the Kabbalah from Ari, is from the last half year. He came from Mitzrayim to Tzfas, and then he took a Talmid, Reb Chaim Vital, and what we have from the Kisve Ari is everything from these 6 months. Now, a chelik ksovim wrote Reb Chaim Vital himself what he heard from the Ari. A chelik had a son, his name was Reb Shmuel Vital, and a chelik from the Kisve Ari is Reb Shmuel Vital wrote, and then other Talmidim. And then they took together and put together the Kisve Arizal, what we have, the old Kisve Ari. Because it wasn't what he himself wrote, it was wrote ish mipi ish and atokes mipi atokes, a lot of mistakes in the Kisvei Arizal. The most mekubel from the Kisvei Arizal are two Sifrei Kabbalah. One's called Pri Eitz Chaim. Yeah, this is the Merse mekubel. And then also what we call it Shaar HaKavones, they used to call it Shmoinu Shorim. Shaar HaKavones is what it says there, only I could explain you. Ishar HaKavones goes through from the morning, the day, 6 weeks days, every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, the Kavones from every Tefillah with every day. And when it comes there, in Ishar HaKavones, by Lag Boimer, he brings a Moir Dike Maise. Agav, don't bring the Reb Chaim Vital Take, that he himself was in Moirizal, means the Arizal, 3 days. He made Chalake for his son. He went over 3 days, he was in Meron, and he cut his hair like Boimer in Meron. This is the Mekor from the Chalake, from we go all, yeah, went going. I took my sons, my father took me, his father took him. Doires going to Meron to make the Chalake. Then he brings a Moir de Kemais. The Rav Reb Avraham Alevi, the Mogen Avraham brings it. The Mogen Avraham brings it, the Mogen Avraham, all the poskim brings it. The Rav Reb Avraham Alevi, he, from Avelus on Sfira, he used to say every day from Sfira, Nachem. We say it only once a year, Tisha B'Av by Mincha. He used to say it every day from Sfira. And he was there. Pasha Bashma, it was in Miron, or the Tzfas, wherever it was, and he said, Nachem Olag Boimer, came the Arizal to Reb Chaim Vital Lecholem, and more loy to this man, Reb Avraham Alevi, who it was, that Ire Ben Nachome, I don't want to translate it, it wasn't a brocha, it was fakir, the why is he saying Nachem Beyoim Simchoseinu? Yes? And Take Hashem Shbareinu Leovru Kam Yomim in Lost the Child. And Rabavom, yeah, as I said, Mongavom, Rabavom, Kiblon of Tanchum. Yeah, so we have a Befeirish. Yeah, that is Yoim Simchoseinu. What's going here? Now, as I said, the Kisra Arizal wasn't. They didn't print it then. It was Matic, one of the other. And today, we found already the Kisriyodas. The Chidor, he was the first one saying, from where do we know in Marisayim, from where do we know that today is the Yotzat from Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. He says, Rabbi Issa, it's a big mistake. Says the Chidor, he didn't have what we have today, we found already in libraries, we have Kisriyodas from the Arizal. And it is in Eitz Chaim, as I said. We have two Sifrei Kisra Arizal, most Musmech is the Shaar HaKavonos with the Pri Eitz Chaim. The Pri Eitz Chaim, he says that what is the term from Simchas Lag Boimer, because it is the Yoim She Mes Boi. So he said, Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, Shoyo Mitalmidei Rab Akiva. And the question is that the Gemara said, Pum Faker, that it was 24,000 Talmidim Shel Rab Akiva. They were nifter in the sphere. Ad Rab Akiva didn't give up. He left all the Kvorim and went at Shel Rabbi Seinu Shebedorim. Who was the five? One of them was Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. Can doch nicht sein that. We found the Kisriyodas. And in the Kisriyodas state as state Tam Shin Mem with a strich, wie sagt man in English?
Apostrophe.
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 Apostrophe. Apostrophe, okay. And one day my English will be good, but yeah. Tam Shin Mem. Apostrophe. Lag Boimer, Sherab Shimon Bar Yochai, Hoyo, Shin Mem, apostrophe, Belag Boimer, Shehu Hoyo Mitalmide Rab Akiva. The Bocher de Zetzer went and opened up Shin Mem, what is Shin Mem? So he made Shemes Rab Shimon, Vetam Shemes Belag Boimer, Mipne Shoyo Mitalmide Rab Akiva. But no, it wasn't Bechlal then. The Emes is Tam Simchas. Lag Boimer, Rashbi were happy because this was the day he was mitalmid Rab Akiva. Then after Shemesu 24,000 talmidim, Ememele, he was somer that he was zoiche to be mekabel the kol Torah shebal peh from Rab Shimon Bar Yochai from Rab Akiva. Ememele, yes, we going back to the Mongavom. It's not Yoim Shemes. Boy, there was also Shin Mem with apostrophe, as he teaches me now. Yes, and it was Yoim Simchas Rashbi. What is the Simcha? The pastors that Rabbi all Talmid Rabbi Akiva was nistalek. And boy, say Yoim says the Gemara. No, he should have been broken like of Tleitschik Shtiklech. No, he went to Le Rabbi. He went, not the way they should come to him. And one of those five Talmud was Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, and what this is the old Torah Shebal Peh we have from this, and this is a big simcha. The pastors, this is the simcha from Lag Boimer, Emes, that the Rav says in Sidra Rav, that it's Yom Shemes. Yeah, Chaz Cholil Vachas to say on the Badatanya, Steinik, deine Kinder. Yeah. That he had a mistake, Chas v'Sholem, yes? Yeah, even. So it is, was a big Talmud from the Balatani, Rebbe Nechemye Bichove. It is a Tshuva Sefer, Divrei Nechemye, and he wrote a few Tshuvas, and it over with the Tzemach Tzedek, Lemaise, a lot of. The Rebbe Yoinesen. Der Rebbe Reb Yoinusen, in Yahweh's Dvash, schreibt der Feresh, that today is the Yortzeit, that tonight will be the Yortzeit of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Shalit raised them a call for it. Yes. And the Heiliger Chasam Sofer says nothing the Simcha to do with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He makes a cheshbon that this was the day the man came down. The man started to, as I said, the Heiliger Chasam Sofer. This is the Simcha. Sorry? The Loike Rashi. Where? The Chasam Sofer. Yeah. Emes. He makes a whole cheshbon, the Loike Rashi, richtig. It's a little bit, yeah. But I like it, so I tried to achieve it, yes. Yeah, I like it, so I But, a lot of the Rutsim, in a lot of Sforim, to try to find out, I want to suggest, a Shtikl L'Raya. It is there, a Shvere Gemore in Broches. The Gemore in Broches, a few Duch Tzach, and it says the Gemore, Tona Rabbonon, Maise betalmid echot. Yeah, we will not go over, everyone knows the Gemore. Maise betalmid echot. Shehoyo, what was the big machloikers if Tfilas Avis Rashus Rechoyv? When this Talmid, and he went ask Rabbi Yeshua, Tfilas Avis Rashus Rechoyv, and answered him. Yes. Then he said Rashus. Then he came to the Shir, Rabbi Gamliel the Nossi, sitting there the Nossi, and the Nossi says, that no, the I can't believe it is happening today. Yeah, sees a Talmid there, and he said, "No, Rebbe, I ask you, Talmid, Rabbi Yeshua. I asked Rabbi Yeshua, and he said, no, that it's Rashus." Rabbi Gamliel stands up and asks, "Yes, someone here thinks differently than me." Says Rabbi Yeshua, I would not say, aber ein achai makhish es achai. Yes, I'm saying ich halt nicht das. We started a big machloikas, make this a long story. It's a gemore, it's all omed gemore. The kids end up a big machloikas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua on this story. What ended up that they were mavir Rabbi Gamliel min nesiusoi. Yeah, they were Mavir, Rabbi Gamliel, Minas Yusuf. So, they need a new Nossi. Who should they take? Rabbi Yeshua, no, he was the Balamaisen. They took Rabbi Lozer ben Azarye. Everyone knows, Arei Ani Kevin Shivim Shono, this day was 18 by so, because he looked very good. So, the ganze Gemara got back and forth. Rabbi Gamliel was very makpid, whoever knows, he's in the end of the Gemara, voice I tell me, who was it? The Heilige Tanne, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. No, I'm not understanding the ganze Gemara. First of all, could you believe it? The Heilige Tanne, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, wanted to make such a machloikas? I could only imagine someone sitting by me by Shir, asking me something, and then telling me by Shir, before I'm waiting, that you tell me, saying not like this. And it happened to big machloikas. It happened to be that they took away Rabbi Gamliel min Asiusoi. Why did they do it? And if Ashtenishe Gemore, if Oisoi tell me you don't want to say his name, so why by the end of the story you do saying his name? And Rashi, by the end of the story, Oisoi tell me you should have a mistake that it's an Oisoi Talmud from Omed again, he made the old Balagan, this was Rav Shmi, as Oisoi Trashe, first of all, Maonech. The Gemara says that Bois Ayoim Nisrabus of Salim Bebesametash. Bnei Shoyer Rabban Gamliel Oimer, no, call Talmud Shein Toichoi Kevaroi. Yes? Shein Toichoi Kevaroi Ali Kones Bebesametash. Yeah, today to come to learn Toichoi, you need to be on a very, very high level. Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah, Tish Galta Zoe, open the doors for everyone, come in, come live. It is a Tzveite Gemore in Shabbos of Kuf Lamed Ches. Tono Rabona, Kishnechnesu, Rabbi Seinu, Bekeru, Beyavne, they darshan the posik, in the Yom Boim, yes, they darshan the posik, Asido, Toiro, Shetishtakach, Mitzvah. Chas V'Sholem, it will come one day, Echolile, 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 V'Chas, Torah will be nishtakach mitzvah. Says, stand up, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Cholile, no, never, it will not happen. Chaz v'sholem. Lo yitishtakach Torah meYisrael. A posik lo yitishokach mipi zaroi. That's the big machloikis, the chachomim. What was the machloikis? The nichnas Rav Yisrael bekerem shebeyach. And they said, yes, Zer Poshet, to learn Torah you need to be a gewaldiger Balmaile. One day, the Doiris is a Yeridas Adoiris, one day it will end up. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was very worried about it. Going back to the Gemara in Brochas now. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai saw that Rabbi Gamliel is very strong in his mind. Mi she'ein toichu kebaru lo yikoles habetz ha-medrash. No. Only you need to be very strong, very stark. I'm not letting you in. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai wanted to break it. He knows that if he will go on this way, Asidu Toiro Shetishtakach Meisroel, Chaz V'Sholem Keloi Shokach Mepizaroi, we have only one way. Open up the Besmer Droshe for everyone. You're coming 5 minutes later, come in. But we're opening everything. He didn't have the Breire. He made a machloikes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel and seeing further that this will bring, that it will be a big machloikes, and they will take down Rabbi Gamliel ben Asiyusa. The results will be, so by the own find from the Gemara doesn't want to say who it was, it was Nishkin Sheinazach. But by the end, you see how nice it happened, that this Rabbus of Salem Beis HaMedrash, that everyone could come and learn. Then the Gemara says, Oy so Talmid Oyo Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rasha says, you should know, The Talmud, what made this all balagan was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So the Meile, it was a cheshbon. Now how we come into Lagvoim? We know the Gemara says, Kedayu Rav Shimon Lismecholov B'Sha'asat Chag. So we grow up already, everyone means that the Poshet Shat in the Gemara David did, that in Rav Shimon, in Meron, we could line on him. No. Poshet Shat in the Gemara is that we are paskening the loike Rav Shimon. But there is klal, even the chidor counts that it's more times that we are paskening with Rav Shimon than times we are not paskening. But this is the klal, we're not paskening only b'sha'as hadchag, we're paskening with Rav Shimon. The Shachar HaTorah says, we also know that the Gemara says in Eruvn, Golu v'odah lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that aloche kerabeh b'chol mokom, v'shelo yordu chaverov l'soif da'atu. Says the Shach, this is Bazeh Oilom, but by Oilom or Emes, the Kodesh Baruch Hu paskin tazoi v'Rav Meir, because he knows the Emes, and the Aloch is v'Rav Meir. Only his chaverim lo yordu lesoif dat. Says the Mekubolim, that the same, what we are saying, that Kidayu Rav Shimon Lismechol of Mishas Adchak, but the Maiseh Bashomayim is the Aloch ha'azoi v'Rav Shimon. And the Mekubolim, what the Galim, when was this decision by Shomai that the Aloche will be Azoi v'Rav Shimon, it was on Lag BaOmer. Yeah, Azoi Shet v'Rav Baruch and Azoi Shet v'Mekubol. That this was on Lag BaOmer. However, Azoi could be that this is the big Simcha, that this day, Be'etzem, we don't know if Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was right with what he did, that he was going to be marvelous Rabbi Gamliel. Perhaps it's Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara himself says there that it wasn't clear Rabbi Gamliel had big Agmas Nefesh. Yes? In the asked in Himmel, why right till now what I did? And the Gemara says that from Himmel they told him that he's right, but it's Nishemes. It's only Lehofis Daitoi. Also, we need to understand. What says Nishemes? It was a big machloikas. It was a big machloikas. If the Torah is only for Behemes, for Metsuyonim, for specialists, oh, for every child, for everyone. Yeah, for everyone. Comes in, you want to learn, come. We will make you yeshivas, we will make you schools, we will make everything for you. Come learn. We're opening. Be'lag BaOmer was this the simcha. The simcha is that we were machia in Himmel that Aloch is Be'emes Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. You know, I don't know how much people sitting here were Lag BaOmer in Meron, Dudi B'Sumi Yogi Vein. Yes. Yeah. Till I left at Israel, I never missed a year. Even in yeshiva, I was not allowed to. Yeshiva was not allowed to, so the Mashgiach is not alive anymore, he will not be upset now. I left Ma'ariv I ran quickly to the autobus in Geula, Demetrius in Geula, and I went, I was all over the night on the way by Meron. I was back to Shachris in Yeshiva all the day. I never miss. But you, it's not, it's them is not understandable. Stamazoy of the Kasha from Chlam Soifer. Where are you finding that we're making it? Simcha? So Shneit for Tzadikim. I don't, I'm understanding a lot that it depends that the Tzadikim were there, the Shaykhis and Toiru Shebechsav, or the Tzadikim were there, the Shaykhis and Toiru Shebechsav. Moshe Rabbeinu is Toiru Shebechsav. This is a Yom Tainis. The Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Toiru Shebechsav, we're making a Yom Simcha. But what is the interesting is that hundreds of thousands of people. Go to someone of them, could you tell me one memory from Rashbi? Tens of thousands, I don't know when was the last time. And everyone comes, everyone feels, you know, the Heilige Rishne. Ask someone, tell me, describe me? Describe me. What? And he said, it is Yom Kippur mi bifnim, v'simchas Torah mi bachutz. Ja, so hat er gesagt, der Rishnik, wenn ich spoil von der Wonne von this Eid. Yeah, go there. Asas him, and you know, pshut the yam. The feed this Esmer is there klo. Because this was the day that the Shemayim, they were masking with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that everyone could come. Everyone, the doors is open for everyone. Could be a suggestion that this could be the Simcha from Lag BaOmer. Sorry, I'm a bit late, but I'll keep you for another minute. But the Yotzet of the Ramoy is here today. Yeah, not as the story goes that he was 33 years old in Shemesh. He was over the 50s. He was young. Yeah, he was 52. Yeah, that the Meister Gate as a given Shin Lamed Gimel. It was Lamed Gimel Boimer, and he was 33 years old. And then Sabtu said 33 Shvochim. Yeah, no, it wasn't there, yeah. But ein moire de kemaise from the Ramot. The maise that said the Heilige Tzotkeve. The Heilige Tzotkeve said once to Reb Zul Tzotkeve, was it given the winner Tzotkeve. He should go to collect money. And the Gaboy wasn't so happy. Now, Dudi will understand me better, you know, in Tzotkeve, the Malchis and the Rebbe's child should be a schnorrer. The Heilige Tzotkeve said, I will tell you a story what happened by the Ramot. The Ramon was sitting one Friday night in Lerning. In Kruke was he, his name was Yankel Schicker. This Yankel Schicker, he was working very hard all the week. He got his wage on Friday. And with this wage, he went to buy get a whiskey, get a drink and sleeping till Sunday morning and oitro. One Friday, the Yankel Schicker went off the on the street, was eating an almond in Kruke, her name was Esterke. Tzadikim was actually was even the shomer from Esther Amalke. And this Esterke never didn't have food for to give for her children. It was Friday, she tried to make some, she didn't have nothing money. So the Esterke saw this Yankel Schicker going to buy, she reboined the Shiloh. Yankel Schicker is already going to buy his whiskey for to drink, and I have not nicht auf Shabbos. Yankel heard it, he gave a kvetch, and he said, come here. He took his old money, what he used to buy the whiskey, and gave it to the Shabbos. But Shomayim gave a größer, größer rush. In understanding that this Yankel Schicker wasn't a donkey bekitzva Arizal, and to make such a thing, to give away, the psak was that he should be in Istalek, not this Friday. He shouldn't be, and he was Istalek. The Ramon, the Heilige Ramon was sitting Friday night and learning, and suddenly comes in Yankel Schicker and says the Ramon, Rebbe, miriftach fin himmel. They're calling you from Shomayim. So the Ramon, Rebbe, Schicker, guy arose. Throw him out. And then the Ramon thought, so is that rangekommen? How did he came in? He went out, everything is closed. So he went out, yeah, the Ramon left Mamash in the Besmedrash, went out to Besmedrash, and he said, do you saw someone? No. Yankel Schicker were here? And he said, Rebbe, no, the Rebbe doesn't know, he was left already Friday afternoon, and they were covering him already. The Ramon went back into his room learning, Yankel Schicker and Nochamel Dorten. Like, Yankel Schicker, what do you want? Yankee Shika told him the whole story what happened today. He was Nifter and Kimba Bashomayim. And what did they do with him? Learning? I can't go to Schneider. Yeah, what they do? So they decide he will be the best of Shamas. And Rebbe, you should know, he gets man from the Stalik in Oilom, they call you Bashomayim, you need to be in the Stalik. So the Hamogi freaked Yankee Favos. What happened? So they say, yeah, the Shamayim, they're very upset with you. When you're going to collect money, you're going only to collect by a few Ashirim. It's okay. No, you need to go to collect from Gans Shtot, the Ruv, the Avgai, noch Geld, and Avgai nemen Geld from the Gans Shtot. The more thought a minute that I'm a Kabbalah, that's me from today, I will go to collect money and Kachav Etake. But the Heiliger Chotriweg is like, the Ramon could go to collect money. Man is schooling you. Can this guy collect the money? No, you should go to collect money. They himself, Schusom, yeah, from Simchas Rashbi, wherever it should be, and the Heilige Ramuzel, the Megazan of Izalem, the Zneichazan, Doiro is a Shorim of Erochim, Schusom, Yogan, and then we'll come to
Israel. So what's the fire? That's also
yeah, some Seifer is very unhappy with the fire.
I know someone that apparently on that Lagoimer, he was teaching everything, all his Torahs to someone. Until he finished, he was a day.
This was on this day. Yeah, no, Shabbat.